Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Ram Goldar, and here Masech HaZavodah Zorah, Daf Beis. The first parak of Nei Dehen. The Zichu Masech HaZavodah Zorah program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem Olav Hashalom, and Zichu Nishmas his son, Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin Olav Hashalom. May the Neshamas have an Aliyah. I want to welcome all our new members who are joining us for this Masechta, and I want to wish everyone continued Hatzlacha as we now begin the 27th Masechta in this Daf Yomi Machzor. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the first mission begins. Livnei Eden Sho'ov Dechokhavim Shoshiyam, during 3 days before the festivals of idol worshippers, Asu Aseis V'Aseis Mehem, it's forbidden to do business with them, Hashilan V'Lishol Mehem, to lend them or borrow from them articles, Havosan V'Lilavos Mehem, to lend them or borrow from them money, L'Foran L'Foran Mehem, or to pay them or accept payment from them for a debt. This is because the idolater is likely to praise his god for any benefits he experiences within 3 days of his festival. Yehuda says one may collect debts from them, since it distresses the payer. But the Chachamim replied, although it distresses him now, he's glad about it afterwards, having completed his obligation. The Gemara discusses two versions of the Mishnah's text, Eden with an aleph, meaning catastrophe, and Eden with an ayin, from the word testimony, because the pasuk teaches that the idols themselves will testify against their worshippers. Point number two, the Gemara says, La'asidu avo, in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take a sefer Torah and declare, Kol misha asakba, whoever occupied himself with the Torah, yavo v'yitol scharo, should come and take its reward. Immediately, all the idolaters will come to make claims for reward. The Roman Empire will speak first because it's the most prominent nation and say that they built marketplaces and bathhouses and accumulated great wealth in gold and silver and declare, V'chulam lo sinu el b'shvil Yisrael, and we did all these only for the sake of Yisrael, kedei sheyisasku b'Torah, so they should be able to occupy themselves learning Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reply, Shotim sheba'olam, fools of the world, kol ma she'asisim v'tzorech atzmechem asisim. Everything you did for your own purposes. You built markets to establish zonos there, and bathhouses to indulge yourselves in, and the gold and silver is mine. The Romans will then leave in despair. This scene repeats itself with the Persian nation, who claim that they built bridges, conquered cities, and waged wars for the sake of Israel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond that the bridges and conquests were for their own benefit, and the wars were waged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Similar exchanges will occur with the other nations. And point number three, the Gemara says that the nations will protest that the Torah was not offered to them and refused. However, this is rejected because Rabbi Yochanan said that a pasuk mentions Paran and Seir in reference to Matan Torah to teach Shechazir HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kol umah v'lashon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Torah around to every nation and tongue, but they did not accept it until he came to the Jews and they accepted it. Instead, the Gemara says they'll protest, Kum kafis alein har kegigas v'kibanua. Did you ever overturn the mountain onto us like a vat? And we still did not accept it like you did for Yisrael? For the pasuk says, V'yitziatzvu b'tachnis ahar, and they stood at the foot of the mountain teaching, Shekaf HaKadosh Baruch Hu har kegigas al Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu overturned the mountain like a vat onto Yisrael and said to them, Im atem mekablin es haTorah mutav, if you accept the Torah, good, v'imlav sham tehei kvuraschem, but if not, there will be your burial. HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied they did not even keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, which they did accept. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the first Mishnah begins, Lifnei Eden Sho'ov Dechokhavim Shoshiyam, during 3 days before the festivals of Ovdei Avodah Zorah, Asu Laseis Laseis Mehem, it's forbidden to do business with them, Hashilan V'Lishol Mehem, to lend them or borrow from them articles, Havosan V'Lolos Mehem, to lend them or borrow from them money, L'Foran L'Foran Mehem, or to pay them or accept payment from them for a debt. This is because the idolater is likely to praise his god for any benefits he experiences within 3 days of his festival. Yehuda says one may collect debts from them, since it distresses the payer. But the Chachamim replied, although it distresses him now, he's glad about it afterwards, having completed his obligation. The Gemara discusses two versions of the Mishnah's text, Eden with an aleph, meaning catastrophe, and Eden with an ayin, from the word testimony, because the pasuk teaches that the idols themselves will testify against their worshippers. Point number two, the Gemara says, La'asidu avo, in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take a sefer Torah and declare, Kol misha asakba, whoever occupied himself with the Torah, yavo v'yitol scharo, should come and take its reward. immediately all the idolaters will come to make claims for reward. The Roman Empire will speak first because it's the most prominent nation and say that they built marketplaces and bathhouses and accumulated great wealth in gold and silver and declare, V'chulam lo sinu el b'shvil Yisrael, and we did all these only for the sake of Yisrael, kedei sheyisasku b'Torah, so they should be able to occupy themselves in learning Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reply, Shotim Shebo'olam, fools of the world, Kol ma she'asisim v'tzorech atzmechem asisim. Everything you did for your own purposes. You built markets to establish zonos there, and bathhouses to indulge yourselves in, and the gold and silver is mine. The Romans will then leave in despair. This scene repeats itself with the Persian nation, who claim that they built bridges, conquered cities, and waged wars for the sake of Israel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond that the bridges and conquests were for their own benefit, and the wars were waged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Similar exchanges will occur with the other nations. And point number three, the Gemara says that the nations will protest that the Torah was not offered to them and refused. However, this is rejected because Rabbi Yochanan said that a pasuk mentions Paran and Seir in reference to Matan Torah to teach Shechazira Kodesh Baruch Hu al Kol Uma V'Lashon, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu brought the Torah around to every nation and tongue, but they did not accept it until he came to the Jews and they accepted it. Instead, the Gemara says they'll protest, Kum Kafis Alein Har Kegigas V'Kibanua. Did you ever overturn the mountain onto us like a vat? And we still did not accept it like you did for Israel? For the pasuk says, V'yitzyatzvu b'tachni sahar, and they stood at the foot of the mountain teaching, Shekafa Kodesh Baruch Hu harkin gigis al Yisrael, that Kodesh Baruch Hu overturned the mountain like a vat onto Yisrael and said to them, Im atem mekablin es haTorah mutav, if you accept the Torah, good, v'imlav sham tehei kvuraschem, but if not, there will be your burial. HaKodesh Baruch Hu replied, they did not even keep the Sheva Mitzvahs b'nei Noach, which they did accept. All right, so now we go to our siman Dav Beis, and our standard siman is a bias, a house. So here goes. The idol worshippers who were distressed that a Jewish loan house was closed 3 days before their holiday, making them unable to borrow money to finance the roads so the Jews could be Osik and Torah, were wondering why there was a mountain hanging over the Yidden and not over them. So once again, it's a motion. The idol worshippers who were distressed at the Jewish loan house, that must be on Dav Beis, bias. The idol worshippers who were distressed that the Jewish loan house was closed 3 days before their holiday, which reminds us, the first Mishnah begins, Lifnei Den Sho'ovdei Chochavim Shloshi Yamim, during 3 days before the festivals of idol worshippers, it's forbidden to do business with them, to lend them or borrow from the articles, to lend them or borrow from the money, or to pay them or accept payment from them for a debt. This is because the idolater is likely to praise his God for any benefits he experiences within 3 days of his festival. So, the idol worshippers who were distressed that the Jewish loan house was closed 3 days before their holiday, making them unable to borrow money to finance the roads so the Jews could be Osik in Torah, which reminds the nations will come in the future to receive reward for the Torah. The Roman Empire will speak first because it's the most prominent nation and say that they built marketplaces and bathhouses and accumulated great wealth in gold and silver and declare, V'chulam lo sinu el b'shvil Yisrael, and we did all these only for the sake of Yisrael, kedei sheyisasku b'Torah, so that they would be able to occupy themselves in learning Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond, Shotin Shebo'olam, fools of the world, Kol ma she'asisim v'tzorech atzmechem asisim. Everything you did for your own purposes. You built markets to establish zonos there, and bathhouses to indulge yourselves in, and the gold and silver is mine. So the idol worshippers who were distressed that the Jewish loan house was closed 3 days before their holiday, making them unable to borrow money to finance the roads so the Jews could be Osik in Torah, were wondering why there was a mountain hanging over the Yidden and not over them, which reminds us the nations in the future will protest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was never Kopelhem Har Gegigis. He never held a mountain over their heads like a vat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded that they did not even keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, which they did accept. So once again, the idol worshippers who were distressed that the Jewish loan house was closed 3 days before their holiday, making them unable to borrow money to finance the roads so the Jews could be Osik in Torah, were wondering why there was a mountain hanging over the Yidden and not over them. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf mem vav. So the simmer daf mem vav is a cow that goes moo. So here goes. While the farmer swore he only owes his farmhand one sella for milking his cow, that must be more on daf mem vav, moo. While the farmer swore he only owes his farmhand one sella for milking his cow instead of the two slime, the worker says, was stipulated, which reminds us, Shmuel is asked, if the worker says, Shtaim Kutsatzteli, you stipulate to pay me wages of two slime. And the employer claims he only agreed to pay one sella, who swears? He answered that the employer swears and the socker loses because although an employer may forget if he paid his worker, people certainly remember the stipulation amount. However, Yehuda taught that a worker swears and collects even in such a case, provided the employer admits he still owes him part of the amount claimed. So, while the farmer swore he only owes his farmhand one sella for milking his cow, instead of the two slime the worker says was stipulated, and the rancher swore that his creditor entered his barn without permission and took his cowbell, which reminds us the Mishnah taught that a nigzal may swear and collect and gives an example of a creditor who entered one's house to seize a mashkin without permission, and the homeowner claims that the creditor took his kalim. The alleged nigzal can swear that his kalim were taken and collect payment. So, while the farmer swore he only owes his farmhand one sella for milking his cow, instead of the two slime the worker says was stipulated, and the rancher swore that his creditor entered his barn without permission and took his cowbell, a man who was seen entering the milkman's house and hiding bottles in his clothing was not believed to say he purchased them because five conditions had been met. Which reminds us, Rav Yehuda says that if Adim saw someone enter another person's house and hide utensils in his clothing and leave, he could not claim he bought them. However, this only applies where five conditions are met, the first two being, number one, the homeowner does not ordinarily sell his kalim, and number two, these kalim are not ordinarily hidden when carried in public. Daf Mem Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Mem Zayin is a maze. So here goes. The man on the guard tower at the maze. Maze? That must be on Daf Mem Zayin. The man in the guard tower at the maze watched as a pair of Bali Din disqualified from making a shvuah search for the proper place to put back the shvuah, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if both litigants are suspect regarding shvuahs, Rabbi Yossi holds chazra hashvulim koma, the oath returns to its place, and Meir says they divide the disputed amount evenly. The Gemara here ultimately reverses the opinions and discusses the opinion that the shvuah returns to its place. Rabbi Ami said, Rav Hosseinu Shabba Bavel, our teachers in Bavel, identified as Rav and Shmuel, hold chazra shvuah l'Sinai. The shvuah returns to Sinai, meaning no one swears, and the defendant does not pay, but is beholden to the shvuah sworn at Har Sinai not to steal, and whoever does will be punished. Rav Hosseinu Shabba Eretz Yisrael, our teachers in Eretz Yisrael, identified as Rabbi Abba, holds chazra shvuah l'mechuyivra. The shvuah returns to the one obligated to make it, meaning the nitba, who was originally liable to swear. So the man in the guard tower at the maze watched as a pair of Bali Din disqualified from making a shvuah searched for the proper place to put back the shvuah. While in the middle of the maze at the amazing maze store, some workers and the store owner were both swearing and collecting from a Baal Bayis, which reminds us the Mishnah Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph taught that a Chen V'nei Al Picasso, a storekeeper, regarding his ledger, may swear and collect. This means that if an employer told a storekeeper to pay his workers and the Chen V'nei claims he did so, but the workers claim they were not paid, both parties swear to support their claim and collect from the employer, resulting in his paying twice. So the man in the guard tower at the maze watched as a pair of Bali Din disqualified from making a shvuah searched for the proper place to put back the shvuah. While in the middle of the maze at the amazing maze store, some workers and the store owner were both swearing and collecting from a Baal Bayis. And at the exit, two pairs of Edim who contradicted each other were exiting to say their own edus each about something else, which reminds us, if two pairs of Edim contradict each other, Rav Huna says this pair may come alone and testify in another court case, and that pair may come alone and testify elsewhere. Neither is disqualified because they retain their assumed reliability out of doubt. Rav Chisda said, Bahadi Sahadi Shakri Lamali, why would I be involved with lying witnesses? Neither pair can testify again since one of them definitely lied. Daf Mem Ches. So the Simmer Daf Mem Ches is a brainiac based on Moach. So here goes. At the annual Brainiac Bowl, Brainiac, that must be more on Daf Mem Ches, Moach. At the annual Brainiac Bowl, where the son of the late famous professor knew not to swear to Yosomim about his father's unpaid loan because he could only say he wasn't aware it had been repaid, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph taught, as Gemara explains, the Yosomim may only collect from other Yosomim with their Shvuah that they received no information that the debt was paid, just like their father would have to swear to collect from the Yosomim. Rav and Shmuel say this only applies if the lender died first, but if the borrower died first, Kvar Nischayv Mavliv Nei Lova Shvuah, the lender himself was already obligated to the borrower's children to take a Shvuah to collect from them, since one can only collect from Yosomim with a Shvuah, meaning Adem Mori Shvuah Levanav, and one cannot bequeath a debt requiring a shvuah to his children, since the father would have had to swear that he did not collect the debt, and the children can only swear that they are not aware that the debt was collected. Rabbi Elazar disagreed. So at the annual Brainiac Bowl, where the son of the late famous professor knew not to swear to Yosomium about his father's unpaid loan because he could only say he wasn't aware it had been repaid, while the lab assistant living in the professor's home was forced to swear he didn't keep any lab equipment for himself, which reminds us, partners, sharecroppers, a woman who manages her husband's possessions, and a ben bias, which is a member of the household, must swear even to a taina shema, an uncertain claim. Our brisa clarifies this last case does not mean one who walks in and out of the properties, but one who manages their financial affairs. The Gemara explains why these people must swear based on an uncertain claim, mishum demora b'hetera, because they rationalize a permit for themselves to retain some of the possessions for themselves, since they work to manage the properties. So at the annual Brainiac Bowl, where the son of the late famous professor knew not to swear to Yosomim about his father's unpaid loan because he could only say he wasn't aware it had been repaid, while the lab assistant living in the professor's home was forced to swear he didn't keep any lab equipment for himself, the judges announced the winner was the Brainiac who presented his thesis on Mahu Galgal b'Drabanan regarding a shutuf and an aris, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Mahu Galgal b'Drabanan, what is the lach regarding rolling a shvuah based on a rabbinic shvuah? If an aris later became obligated in a shvuah d'rabbanan, can he be forced to swear he did not steal anything as an aris? The Gemara ultimately proves that we are magalgo based on a shvuah d'rabbanan. Daf mem tes, so the simmer daf mem tes is meat, and we often use a butcher in the simmer. So here goes. The butcher, that must be on daf mem tes, meat. The butcher explained to the four shomrim who entered his shop, which reminds us, the eighth perek begins, Arba shomrim hen. There are four types of shomrim, shomer chinam v'ashol, nosei sachar v'asocher, and it details when they're obligated to take a shvuah. So the butcher explained to the four shomrim who entered his shop that the carbon ashim cut of meat was only available to those who swore mechov leaf tour, which reminds us, a shomer's carbon liability is for when his false shvuah saved him from paying. So the butcher explained to the four shomrim who entered his shop that the carbon ashim cut of meat was only available to those who swore mechov leaf tour, and that they weren't eligible for the ol of a yor discount since a shvuah's bitui is not imposed on those compelled by beis din to swear, which reminds us, Rabbi Ami said, Kol shvuah shadayani mashmin osa, any shvuah that the judges impose aim ba mishum shvuah's bitui does not have an ol of a yor obligation for a false oath of utterance, even when there's no carbon ashim for denying money, because the pasuk says, O nefesh ki tishba levatibis vasayim, or if a person will swear, expressing with his lips, implying that he swore ma'atzmo on his own, not one who is compelled by beis din to swear. Rabbi Elazar disagrees and says one is chai for shvuah's bitui, even for shvuah's imposed by beis din, except in cases where he's chai for shvuah's shomrim, for example, a shoh who swore that he never borrowed because he swore falsely to deny owing money. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you discuss if both parties are chashed regarding making shvuahs and the meaning of chazra hashvuah limkoma? That's on daf Mem Zion. Good. Number two. Which stuff do you know that in the future the nations will protest that Kodesh Baruch Hu was never Kofel Hem Har Kigigis? That's on Duff? Bays. Good. Number three. Which stuff do you know about those who are Nishmoyim and Notwin, those who swear and collect based on rabbinic decree, one of them being a hired worker? That's on Duff? Mem Dalet. Good. Number four. Which stuff do we learn that in the future the nations will come before Kodesh Baruch Hu to receive reward for the Torah and they'll be rebuked? That's on Duff? Bays. Good. Number five. Which stuff do we learn that a sucker hired without Adim cannot swear to collect? That's on Duff? Mem Hay. Good. Number six. Which stuff do we learn that a sucker cannot swear and collect once the time for payment has passed? That's on Duff? Mem Hay. Good. Number seven. Which stuff did we learn that the reason a hired worker can swear and collect his wages is because the Baal Bais is preoccupied with his employees? That's on Duff? Mem Hay. Good. Number eight. Which stuff do we learn that during 3 days before the festivals of Ovdei Avodah Zorah, it's usher to do business with them? That's on Duff? Bays. Good. Number nine. Which stuff do we learn about the people who have to swear when a taina shema is made against them, including a ben bias? That's on Duff? Memches. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you know about Rabbi Yitzchak's principle that Baal Chov Kona Mashkon? That's on Duff? Mem Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Golder from Zichur wishing you a great day and great learning.